This first one, I mean...
Okay, so the question was asked, was Moshe really shown the menorah by God? That's question number one. The pasuk says, V'zeh ma'aseh menorah miksha zahav. So first of all, we have to know there are three opinions in the Medrash whether that happened or not. One opinion says, Moshe built it. There's a beautiful Medrash. We have to know that Medrash says, Hashem taught Moshe how to build the menorah. And then he came down from Mount Sinai and said, gee, I forgot. He went back up Mount Sinai. He said, Rabbon Shalom Revi, I'm sorry, I forgot. Could you teach to me again? And the Rabbon Shalom taught Moshe how to build the menorah a second time. This is in the Medrash Rabbah. And he came down the mountain and forgot. And he went back up the mountain and said, Rebbe, I forgot. And so the Rabbon Shalom taught him a second time. And he went back down the mountain. And then he said, oh, no. He went back up the mountain and he said, I'm really sorry, I forgot again. And here the Midrashim diverge whether Hashem taught it to him or Hashem did it for him. Where Hashem, Bezalel was capable of doing it, and that's where the Midrash says different people have different strengths, and so Moshe couldn't do what Bezalel could do, even though Bezalel was a youngster. Remember, Bezalel was the son of Uri, who was the son of Hur, who was the son of Miriam, and Kalev, who was all of 40. All right? Kalev was 40, and his son was Hur. He had a son Hur, and he had a son Uri, and he had a son, Bezalel. So Bezalel is Kalev's great-grandson when Kalev is only 40. So that gives us a little bit of a picture how young Bezalel is. That's why the people of Israel weren't so quick to accept him. Moshe had to show them that Hashem approved. But at any rate, so we have three different approaches in the Medrash, whether Bezalel did it, Moshe did it, threw it into a fire and it formed, or he was actually shown. So I say, just say, Hashem showed it and pointed with a finger. If he was shown, so what does it mean, really shown the menorah by God? I don't know what the word really means. A prophetic vision, the Rambam writes, and this is a machlokas Rambam and others, Rambam writes a prophetic vision is not seen with the physical eye. It's not that he sees something, it's that the neshama sees the prophetic vision. So if that's called really, I'm not sure what the question was, if it was a prophetic vision, then it's a prophetic vision that he doesn't see the physical thing, just as any other prophecy going with the Rambam. Others disagree, and others say that in a prophetic vision, you could see Moshe sees a burning bush. Is there a bush? Is there fire? Or is there nothing but a prophetic vision? So, as we just started discussing, that's a discussion among the commentaries. So I'm not sure exactly what the question was, but that's an answer without really understanding the question. If there's the person who wrote the question is here, they're well and they're comfortable elaborating. If I didn't answer the question, you're welcome.
It seems, in the way that it's described, it seems like it's the way Shem shows it is a physical potential.
Could be. Could be that in this case it was physical.
Did he physically show him?
It says it on three things, right? It says it about the new moon. It says it about the Machtzis HaShekel. And it says it about the menorah. It certainly seems like it was a prophetic vision. I don't know why we would say he saw a physical menorah. I don't see what the need for that would be. It's my humble understanding.
I'm just a student. I'll tell you the Hasidic answer. Rabbi's going to have to close his ears. My answer was a little bit shorter on this one. Was Moshe really shown the menorah by God? I think so. Again, but what the rabbi said, you know, really shown, really see physical, spiritual. You know, was he shown the deeper levels of the menorah, the meaning of the menorah? It's hard to know, which is like a lot of midrashim, which are right. What does the Rambam say about midrashim? Rabbi. Take them literally, not to take them literally. It's not so clear what how we understand midrash, learning midrash, but the many, let's see. Yeah, the many layers of the many layers to the experience that was there, and that for sure the midrash is teaching us, but an absolute what happened, just like many of the stories, it's very hard to say.
Next.
Question number two. Why